Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Of course, as most people know, Justin Thomas wins the PGA in a playoff with Will Zalatoris after Pereira choked.
Yes, and earlier in the week, Joe Buck and Michael Collins, who were doing some broadcasting for the PGA Championship.
It was like the Manning cast, really. It was pretty entertaining. They had, of course, Barkley on. They had Fred Couples on. I saw a lot of guys on. That was good.
Yes, and if there's a guy that, since he's retired, has become, at least for me, a little bit more likable, it's been Eli Manning. I've never really been a big fan. But Peyton Manning, huge fan. I think he does a great job with Peyton's Place, all of those different things. Yeah. Eli Manning always has that, you know, kind of little brother whiny look to me. But since then, and this kind of plays
along
those lines.
You're allowed to
use
little brother in that context.
Right. Yes. I was not referring to anything other than Eli and Peyton Manning and their relationship. And you would think a guy, Eli Manning, that has won a couple of Super Bowls, has had a great career, a lot of accomplishments in his professional football career, that some of those would be the greatest moments of his life. You know, and not so much, because he tells Joe Buck and Michael Collins what actually is the greatest moment of his life. That's outstanding. So just do the visual of Peyton Manning with the wedgie and the underwear over his head, which that's an accomplishment.
That
could be very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever been the recipient?
I've been a recipient of a wedgie before when I was a kid. When I was in camp, in summer camp, you know, when you were younger and the counselors, you do something wrong.
Counselor gave you the wedgie?
Oh, yeah, gave me the wedgie. And then,
Hang you on the hook?
Hang me on the hook.
on
the bunk. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That was not good.
Explains a lot.
Yeah, but,
Mike Stone. Somebody help me. Anybody.
What the worst thing I ever saw was the atomic sit-ups. Is that what they call them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to describe that one, go ahead.
Well, you
blindfold
them. Blindfold a person doing the sit-up, and person puts
you resist him.
Butt over the guy's face, and he does the sit-up, and he goes right in the guy's butt. I've seen that before. I'm sure you've seen it a million times in your football locker room days.
No, we would never do anything like that.
Yeah, sure.
But it raises the question for those of us with siblings. This may be an easy one to answer. Or those of us with competitive parents, what is the biggest or most proudest moment of your life that is not serious? Like, okay, I could sit there and say, you know, the birth of my kids, or, you know, because I didn't have to miss any games for them, or a national championship, or getting drafted, or, you know, like there's a lot of serious moments where you're like, okay, those are great moments.
Yeah.
But the greatest athletic accomplishment of my life happened in the backyard of a little house on Elmwood Street in Clawson, where I was playing pig with my dad. And day after day, my dad would beat me like a drum. Every time we would play pig, horse, we would extend it, horses, pigs, whatever it is.
Mississippi?
Yeah. I could not beat him. And we got to a point, too, where this isn't all the way up to like high school, where I could dunk and we had rules of, certain things where I couldn't say, hey, you got to dunk this, because I knew he couldn't do it. But it was still all these trick shots that he would do, and I just could not beat him until one day, one glorious summer day, where I beat my dad in pig. And to this day, it is one of, if not the greatest athletic accomplishment of my life. I look back on that moment and I think I finally made it to that point. It was awesome.
I can imagine.
It was awesome.
I'm trying to think. I remember, it might have even been around my 50th birthday where I finally beat my dad in golf.
Okay. How old was your dad at that time?
Let's see, do the math. 13, 80, no, it had to be before 50 because he would have been 82. So it took
40 years.
No, it was longer. It was long ago than that. I don't remember exactly.
Right. But you finally
beat him. He was in his like mid to late 60s.
Yeah.
Probably a little older than I am now.
Yeah.
But it took a while because he was pretty good.
And he's good, and he's your dad. Like he holds this unbelievable power over you.
Yeah.
Well, and you may have been a better golfer at some point. Now I know you downplay your golfing ability and maybe you don't. Maybe it's very accurate.
It is accurate.
But when you're playing against your dad, it is really hard to overcome. Mm-hmm. And then when you finally do, I mean, it's, hey, let's go out for beers. Like, I was 17 or 18, so we weren't doing that.
Right.
But that's the feeling you get.
Yes, indeed. All right, 248-539-9797. Your favorite non-serious athletic competition?
Yeah, or just moment in your life. I mean, the atomic wedgie, I guess you could call that an athletic accomplishment, but it's probably not. It doesn't have to be athletic.
I guess that. All right. 248-539-9797. Eli Manning's greatest accomplishment in his life was not winning the Super Bowl twice over the Patriots. It was giving his brother Peyton an atomic wedgie.
Outstanding.
So we're asking, what was your best non-serious / athletic accomplishment? Ryan texts in, I got 10 hole-in-ones playing putt-putt on a first date. Let's just say I made it 13 later on that night. Oh! three? Wow, that's very impressive, Ryan. Stoney, I'm 57. Remember the long, rough rope in the gym that was attached to the rafters and struggling to go up and down, having to pee real bad, and the rope burning your hands sliding down? That's from Dave. Oh, the rope in gym.
Yeah, awesome. Climbing the rope.
30 years ago, probably, in a couples bowling league, a lot of drinking going on. I maintain a 135 average. I had a 265 game stone cold sober. Got high game of the league for the year. My wife said, see what you can do if you don't drink. I didn't listen to her for another 5 years. Been sober 25 years since. That's from Matt from Cleo.
Hey, congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it, John. My boys are both older and better than me at everything involving sports.
Yes, well, and that's something I'm going to have to hold over Jack's head for a while, as well as Teddy.
Yeah. It was my wife's birthday yesterday, and we went to the arcade. We always play Connect Four, and she literally beats me, always. But yesterday on her birthday, I beat her. Best day of my life.
On her birthday?
That was one of the worst days of my life, was when my daughter, she was like 5, beat me in Connect Four. Really?
It's happening already.
Oh, my Lord. God. I'm a 10 handicap in golf. My dad, who plays maybe twice a year, constantly beats me on the course. Finally, last year, I beat him by one stroke. Made the guy buy me beers and dinner. I was so ecstatic. That's from Brian in Rochester.
Well, outstanding. Yeah. You finally beat dad or whatever that is.
That's pretty damn good. No doubt about it. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!